Mayors of California's 13 largest cities say they know how to tackle the homelessness crisis. They just need the money to do it. So they're calling for massive new spending from the state.
We're not coming with empty hats in hand. We're coming with hard hats on.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is one of 13 mayors in the Big City Mayors Coalition. He says it's time for California, with an historic surplus, to speak to our values and step up.
This is the biggest crisis in California. We see it on our underpasses and overpasses. We see it under our bridges. And unfortunately, it's not just there anymore in the shadows. It's in front of businesses and homes. It is everywhere. It is the first thing people talk about, the second thing they talk about, and the third thing they talk about.
The mayors held a Zoom news conference to announce their budget request. What they're asking for is a state investment of $20 billion over the next 5 years. That money would come out of the projected state surplus, which includes a combination of higher-than-expected state revenues and new federal relief funding. Sam Liccardo was mayor of San Jose.
There's no question it's a big investment. There's also no question that when we emerge from this pandemic, this will remain our biggest problem. And the evidence is clear that we haven't spent nearly enough addressing this crisis. We believe this budget surplus will be something on the order of $40 billion, perhaps a bit more. Obviously, the numbers change as we get closer to the final decision. But spending half of a surplus on the biggest problem we face in California and making that commitment last for a half decade, that's money well spent.
The mayors want the funding to go to the cities that have been hit hardest by homelessness, probably allocated, like past state funding, based on a combination of population and the local homelessness count. The mayors say they've been on the front lines of addressing the homelessness crisis.
We know how to do it. We just need the resources.
Libby Schaff is mayor of Oakland. She calls the spending plan the most important thing the governor and legislature can do in this year's budget.
We're not asking for a new program. We all know what the proven strategies are. Our issue is scaling them. And so this is not a new state program. It is investing in evidence-based strategies to prevent and end homelessness.
The mayors emphasize that they want flexibility so they can spend the funding on a variety of programs they've developed, ranging from things like shelter beds, tiny homes, and safe RV parking, to services for mental illness and addictions, as well as programs to prevent people from becoming homeless in the first place. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg says homelessness is complicated because people become homeless for different reasons. For example, people who become homeless because of short-term economic problems, and others who are chronically homeless because of mental health or substance use problems. He says they need different interventions.
We know what to do, but the interventions are different. For the former, it's immediate housing, and to make sure that homelessness doesn't last long. For those who are chronically homeless, we call it a continuum of care. And what this funding would allow us to do would be able to fund the assertive outreach, the case management, the wraparound services, the temporary housing as needed, and then the transition to longer term or permanent housing. And so it's all about getting to scale on all of the interventions and strategies that we know work because we're doing them. We just can't do it for enough of the people.
The funding proposal has support from Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly. Governor Gavin Newsom will unveil his revised budget proposal in May. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.